A very good morning to you all. This is Friday, the 19th of August, and this podcast is podcast number 3 in the End of Empire series. The title of this podcast is simply called The Grab. And The Grab, I will explain to you. Most of you know what it is I'm going to say, because most of you will have been seeing this happen in real time and will be quite disturbed by it. So what is the grab? Well, the end of empire causes panic. And the end of empire, within that panic, creates chaos. Now, in the usual course of things, if you look back into history, chaos is not good for the majority of ordinary people who feel and usually are powerless. But chaos is very good for the people who rule empire, for the people who benefit from empire, from the people with the most to lose. Are you beginning to understand the title of this? The Grab. What is happening now in real time as I speak is the grab. Those at the top of empire, the millionaires, the billionaires, the politicians, the corporations, and all the hangers-on. Are aiming to grab as much as possible before this end finally comes. And don't forget, I live very much within the Celtic way of life, the understanding, the Celtic understanding of life. So in reality, there is no end. What there is the end of one cycle. And as one cycle ends, another begins. And that's the spiral of life. So don't panic when I talk about the end. I'm talking about the end of empire. So these people, these nefarious, greedy, can't understand the meaning of the word enough people, are perched like predators, ready to take as much as they can before the end comes. What's happening now across the Western world? And by the way, don't forget that the Western world constitutes less than 20% of the people on this earth. I think it's actually about 14% or something like that, but actually less than 20%. And what's happening in the Western world at the moment is this massive panic. There is a panic, you can feel it. And within that panic is chaos. And people are panicking about how to pay for basic necessities in their life, like energy. Now, I have researched this very well, and I am a people watcher, and I've always been very interested in geopolitics. I live on my own. I have no television. I have plenty of time to think. I walk amongst my trees and I ponder. This so-called, in inverted commas, energy crisis has been completely manufactured. It has nothing to do with the war in Ukraine or Putin. This has nothing to do with that. This was a problem beginning to emerge last year and the year before, and the year before that. And if people want to know where it's coming from, look at the facts. Don't listen to anecdotal evidence from televisions and the media and the papers, because that's all part of the control mechanism that the elites have. Look at the facts. I urge you now to go online and to research how much the cost of energy is rising in France. Then research how much the cost of energy is rising in the UK. And then do a comparison. And when you've done that, please feel free to leave a comment under this podcast, because I read all the comments. I'm very interested in what the feedback is, because we learn from each other. You've also got to ask yourself why there is such a disparity between the cost of energy increase in France and the cost of energy increase in the UK. And I come back to the title again, The Grab. I can tell you in a very short, succinct way, but I do hope you will feel free to dive down that rabbit hole and find out more. France has nationalised its energy industry. In other words, it's owned by the people and it's run for the people. There are no shareholders. The UK privatised its energy industry. It's run by corporations for profit for its shareholders, some of whom are MPs sitting in Parliament and Lords sitting in the House of Lords, and foreign agencies as well. It is run by the corporation on behalf of its shareholders for profit for its shareholders. The initial idea, of course, was that, you know, privatisation would mean that the private companies would reinvest the profits. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous in all your life? That's not how greed works. So the grab is happening in real time, and the grab means energy bills are going to rise, I don't know how many 100%, what is it now? The last time I spoke to a friend in London, their yearly energy bill was, I don't know, whatever it was, 1,500 or something like that, and it's rising to almost 5,000. I mean, you know why the media aren't reporting this as they should, and not questioning these companies, and not questioning these CEOs, and not naming names who are shareholders, many of whom are in government, because the media is run by corporations as well. And that's about profit and shareholders, and control and manipulation. Because let's face it, people's minds are manipulated when they are in a state of chaos. You've heard the saying, running around like headless chickens. Because anyone who has killed chickens will know that when you take their head off, they can still run around. One of the reasons why I'm vegan now, by the way. But we won't go into that. So This podcast is aptly named The Grab because that is what is happening. And the grab is happening as I speak to the severe, severe detriment of ordinary people. Ordinary people who will have to choose between heating their homes and putting food on the table. And I have a friend in Birmingham who has a handicapped child. A bedridden handicapped child. The house needs to be kept warm, even during the summer, if there's a slight coolness. People like that aren't even being considered. And why should any working man or woman have to resort to charity? Have we returned to the feudal ages? Have we gone back to Tudor times? Have we gone back to the workhouse mentality? What's happening is appalling. It can only be called the grab, and fingers must be pointed at those who are grabbing. Because the majority of people across the Western world during this end of empire phase are suffering. Mental illness is increasing because of anxiety. And I'm just touching on one tiny aspect of it. Here's a little exercise you can do. Take a piece of paper, draw a circle in the middle of it. Write the grab. And then put little legs going out from this circle. You know, when I was teaching, this would be called a spidergram. Put little legs, all of various lengths, going out from this circle and start writing at the end of each leg what the grab is, who is doing it, how it's affecting people, ordinary people, the majority of human beings. And on some of those legs, put the names of corporate entities and government ministers and people in power and media who are supporting or partaking of the grab. We live in chaotic times. And it's imperative that one keeps a cool head. Do not join the headless chickens who are panicking. Nothing positive or good came out of panicking. Keep a cool head. Identify the enemy. Because believe you me, the enemy is very much in control at this point. Because they benefit from chaos. And they benefit also from all the smoke screens put up by the media. Look at the real culprits. Identify them. Know thy enemy. Keep a cool head. And as my grandmother always said, don't lose the run of yourself. Blessings to you all. And I'll be back sometime soon with podcast 4, because this isn't over.